Hey fam, I want to tell you about a new podcast called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. We know about people threatening democracy, don't we? But there are also people coming together across racial lines to seize this moment and stretch democracy to serve all of us. Join longtime equity advocate Angela Glover Blackwell for Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life, a podcast that asks, how do we build a radically inclusive, thriving, multiracial democracy, and looks at what one city, Los Angeles, is doing to try to make it a reality. Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life is available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 1963, in Americus, Georgia, 15 black girls joined a protest.
One for the matinee, please.
Negroes, get your tickets in the back.
We just want tickets to see the show.
Here comes a whole mess of tickets for each and every one of you.
Oh, no.
Based on a true story, Push Black presents The Stolen Girls of Americus. Listen and follow on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast.
During the 1950s, the music scene was extremely segregated. Berry Gordy was a young black man with a dream who was determined to implement change. He wanted to help black artists break into the mainstream music scene, but many today are quick to criticize how he went about it. This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Berry Gordy's vision required him to navigate through a very racist music industry. Spurned by the mainstream, he established an independent label, Motown. But he knew the big labels and radio stations weren't going to just let him break in. So he made a few compromises. If Motown was going to break through to listeners across America and really give black artists a chance at fame and stardom, he had to play the game. One of the ways he did so? Hiring an all-white marketing team. With mainstream success as his first priority, he continued to make interesting decisions. Gordy initially refused to release the legendary Marvin Gaye hit What's Going On, for example, because he thought its political message could alienate white listeners. But he was eventually persuaded by Gaye himself and proven wrong. Gordy's legacy is very complex, but he did what he felt he needed to do to see his vision succeed. We should always fight for what we believe in and achieve our dreams by any means necessary. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please rate and subscribe to our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black history.